Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
I watched the Air movie over the weekend. It was the story of Nike and their massive climb to success with their collaboration with Michael Jordan in the 1980s. I absolutely love movies like this because it gets my business ideas flowing. On the wall behind the CEO were the company's 10 principles. These 10 principles included, we are on the offense all the time. Your job isn't done until the job is done. I'm stealing that one, by the way. And if we do the right things, we will make money damn near automatic. Another principle that they had was our business is change, which got me thinking about what my business is about. The quick and simple answer would be freedom, don't you think? Considering I help you go from a monster business to a freedom practice, our business being freedom would make perfect sense. Whilst I was talking to Maria today, Maria's my highly valued sidekick who helps me run my business smoothly, we were brainstorming and brain dumping ideas for the next 30 days, and there was an underlying theme. With each idea we came up with for the business, we asked ourselves how we felt about it from an energetic point of view. Now, I don't mean, is it exciting, or do I feel that the moons are in alignment, or that the universe has my back? Not that kind of energy. What I mean is, does each idea give me energy, or does the thought of it, let alone the doing of it, drain my energy? Is each idea an energy giver or an energy taker? Now, in hindsight, energy is the number one thing that will make or break me in particular. As an introvert, I need to preserve my energy at all times to ensure that I can run my business. I run a business where I talk to 30 to 50 people a week or more, and I help them with business advisory offers, marketing, and sales. I speak to people in groups and on one-to-one basis. On top of that, I have to run my team, I have to do the deep work, I have to have time for my children, my husband, my family, my friends. When I think about all the possible things I could be doing in my business, my energy diminishes almost immediately. I have to be very aware of what and who gives me energy and what or who zaps it. I'm pretty sure that's the same for everyone in the world. We love being around people that bring our energy up. And we love doing things that bring our energy up. Now, I'm not talking about being manic and jumping up and down like Tigger. I'm talking about being in a state of flow and having a feeling of calm and confidence. And at the end of the day, not feeling absolutely exhausted and unable to get any work done. So I question whether I'm in the business of freedom or am I in the business of energy? Because if we can manage our energy, we can obtain freedom. More energy feels a little bit like the secret sauce when it comes to being successful in business, and I don't think people talk about the subject enough. Yeah, you might hear entrepreneurs talk about fitness, or maybe you should give up drinking, or maybe you should eat better and cut out the takeaways. Folks talk about not watching TV or doom scrolling on social media, but very few talk about optimizing energy, which I have been obsessed with over the past 7 years as I have gotten older and perimenopausal. In 2021, I also ended up putting on 2 stone very quickly, and this then has kept creeping up and up and up, and I really struggled to lose it. It all got worse around the time we bought an apartment on the South Coast and spending more time by the beach. I thought this was going to be a great idea, but it in itself sucked all my energy. The South Coast here in the UK is not like a beach in Australia or Venice Beach in California. It's cold, it's windy, it's soul-sucking. So, as my energy depleted, I put on weight. I was unhappy, and for 18 months, my business was hard work. So this is my point. Without energy, everything goes sour, including your health, your happiness, and your wealth, which is why freedom only comes when you can manage your energy. One thing that you tell me that comes to mind is that in your business, you don't have enough time in your day to get things done. But here's the thing, you can't get more time, but you can get more energy. And when you get more energy, you can get more out of your time. So today, in today's podcast, I want to talk about energy management and how I truly and utterly believe that this is the secret to having a thriving advisory practice. So let's dive in. Three things are going to affect your energy level when running your advisory practice. One is the clients you work with. Two is the work you do in your day-to-day. And three is your lifestyle. So let's start with clients. When we have the right clients to work with, they make you feel warm and fuzzy and give you energy. I call these clients radiator clients. And then we have the clients that suck the life out of you and drain you of energy. As you know, I call these clients vampire clients. Radiator clients will have these things in common. One, they'll have mutual respect between you and your client. They will respect your expertise and your boundaries and your time. It becomes a collaborative partnership instead of you having to do all the work for your clients and being left at the end of the day utterly drained. Interactions with radiator clients will leave you feeling energized and inspired. There's a positive energy exchange that fuels creativity, productivity, and enthusiasm for the work you do together. It's a win-win situation where everyone benefits from that partnership. And then there is communication between you and your client. Communication flows smoothly with the right clients. There's open, honest dialogue, clear expectations, and shared understanding of goals and objectives. This transparency fosters trust and prevents misunderstandings or misaligned expectations. I feel really lucky with my clients. As I've already said, I speak with my clients multiple times every week, and there is a lot of mutual respect, fun interactions — that was interesting when someone said, oh, I thought this was going to be boring, but actually it's quite fun — and great communication. There is no way I could do what I do if I didn't have my energy levels skyrocket when I speak with clients. Conversely, you have vampire clients. Vampire clients suck the life force out of you. Interactions with these clients leave you feeling exhausted, demotivated, and emotionally drained. They monopolize your time and your resources and offer very little in return. Vampire clients have an insatiable appetite for attention and assistance. They make unreasonable demands, constantly seeking more without acknowledging the value of your expertise or the limitations of your time. It's like dealing with a bottomless pit of needs and requests. Vampire clients often bring a cloud of negativity and drama wherever they go. They thrive on chaos and conflict, making every interaction feel like a battle. This is a toxic environment and can take a toll on your mental and emotional well-being, affecting your ability to perform at your best. It would be very easy for you to dismiss what I'm saying today. Quite possibly, you've heard me say this information to you before. I have spoken many times about the danger of vampire clients. But it's one thing to hear it, it is another thing to do something about what you are hearing. Having just one vampire client can suck the life out of you and ensure that you are not bringing your A-grade energy to your other clients, your team, or your family. So please don't gloss over this point that I'm sharing with you. If you have a client that makes you want to pull your hair out, has ever made you cry, has meant that you've lost any sleep, or has meant that you've snapped at your team or your children, then you have to look at the real cost of having them in your life. Maybe you're keeping this client because you feel you need the money. Maybe they're your best paying client. Maybe they're your only paying client. None of this matters if they drain you. You will never be happy at home or have the right energy to grow your practice if you do not sack them immediately. Okay. So I've highlighted the importance of having the right client to give you energy. Let's move on to the second thing that's going to affect your energy levels. This is the things that you do in your working day. This is how you spend your time at work, do your stuff that gives you energy and motivates you, or do stuff that takes your energy. So what we need to do is look at what comes to you in your working day. You need to look at the tasks you do, what you're spending your day doing, what is your role? Are you doing the work and being a technician? Are you being a business advisor? Are you a surrogate mother to your team? Are you a therapist to your team? Do you have to coach them? Do you have to coach your clients and not get paid for it? Do you struggle to lead? Do your team drain you? Do the tasks you have to do every single day drain you? Do you go home absolutely exhausted? On top of that, you then have things like deadlines and time pressures that you have. Does life get harder during tax season for you? Do you have to run a monthly payroll for your clients? Do you have team members calling in sick all the time and you have to go back on the tools and you already have too much on your plate? In the constant race against the clock, it means that every single day you are probably falling into bed exhausted, dreading tomorrow. Are you near burnout? The energy around your day-to-day tasks and the responsibility is crucial. How you feel is crucial. To have more energy, you want to be doing your best work. This means you want to be fulfilled and do tasks that align with your skills, your interests, and your values. Doing this can be incredibly fulfilling. These tasks energize you and give you a sense of purpose, motivating you to perform at your best. Working day to day on tasks that make you feel this way will have you find yourself in that flow state I was talking about, where time seems to transcend and you get so much done and you enjoy it. It can feel like time has stood still for you and that everything is super easy. And then there is your team. Working in collaboration with your team can also be extremely liberating and give you that great energy. Office banter is much better than office politics. Sharing ideas, brainstorming solutions, and celebrating successes as a team fosters a sense of camaraderie and collective achievement. This is so much better than energy-zapping drama. You only have to have one bad apple in a barrel, and it will rot all the apples in that barrel. It is worth keeping this in mind when you hire a team. Hire slow and fire fast. It will affect your energy. And then finally, when it comes to managing your day-to-day to optimize energy levels, think about what you can do to feed your energy. What new skills can you learn to overcome any obstacles? Where can you step outside of your comfort zone and achieve new things that will invigorate you and expand your capabilities and personal growth? Looking at your working day is important. Sense check the work you're doing, your team, and what you can do every day to feed your positive energy. Okay, so let's move on to the third thing that's going to affect your energy, your lifestyle. Your lifestyle consists of a few things, including your sleep, your nutrition, your hydration, and your levels of stress, your exercise, and your social connections. Now, I'm not here to preach to you. As you know, I have had problems with my weight, which has affected my energy levels. I've spent years trying to hack my sleep so I get good, deep, restorative sleep. I have tried many different ways of eating, and I know what works for me. But what works for me might not work for you. We're all individuals. Some of us are extroverts. Some of us are introverts. Some of us are morning people. Some of us are night owls. Some of us need to eat vegetables and whole foods, while others of us thrive on eating a meat-based diet. Sadly, what I do see is people eating processed foods and consuming way too much alcohol. Processed foods and alcoholic drinks are forms of poison. And no one in their right mind can say that poison is good for you. If you choose to eat the wrong food or drink alcoholic beverages, it will affect your sleep, which will then affect your energy the next week. I'm not a nutritionist, so this is not nutrition advice. I just want to raise your awareness around what goes into your mouth and the energy your food and drinks give you, or the energy it depletes you of. For me, a high-fat, high-protein, no-carb diet makes me my best self. Conversely, when my husband cuts out carbs, he struggles with his energy. I used to be what we have coined a carbivore, and I was addicted to carbs, and they made me lethargic and fat, so I had to cut them out. By the way, every time I cut carbs out of my diet, I make a leap in my business growth. I personally haven't drunk alcohol for 10 years, maybe a sherry at Christmas, but that's about it. Because I abstain, people think I'm an alcoholic, but that is far from the truth. I just like to feel good all the time, and drinking, literally makes me feel like death. The amount of clarity I have at all times because I don't drink is pretty cool. My energy is also very high. So that's the food and drink section. The next is exercise. Exercise will give you energy. Maybe not right before you have to do it. The thought of it might completely drain you of energy, but definitely after and the day after that. My favorite thing is sleep. I love sleep. Sleep is the biggest thing that will give or zap your energy. Get the right amount of sleep and you'll be able to seize the day. If you don't sleep enough, you will sloth and eat your way through the day. There are a few things I would recommend so that you can optimize your sleep. First, get yourself an Oura ring. I will give you a link in the show notes. It's spelled O-U-R-A. The Oura ring will monitor your sleep. your REM sleep, and when you're awake, what time you went to sleep, your HRV balance, your stress levels, your readiness, and your resilience. I've had an Oura ring for about 6 years now, and I wear it all day, every day, and all night. It's defo not as good for monitoring your activity during the day as, say, an Apple Watch or a Fitbit, but it is the best sleep app in the world. The next thing I highly recommend is you subscribing to the Rise Sleep app, spelled R-I-S-E. I'm on a year's contract with it, but you can get a lot of the insights that you need with a 7-day free trial. It monitors your sleep debt and your energy potential and when you are at your peak energy zones during the day and when you should wind down and go to sleep. It shows you when to eat and when to exercise. It's optimal to you. And that is how you should follow your data. The thing you have to do is optimize your data. Once you have information from the sleep apps, you can then go, what do I need to do to make this better? Seriously look at what will give you a better sleep. As I've already mentioned, food, drink, and exercise will affect your sleep, as will stress levels. But there are other things you can do to optimize and to enhance your sleep. I have invested a lot of money in a really good mattress. My mattress cost me £7,000, but I would have paid more if I had needed to. I chose the best mattress for me. I tested it out. I could have easily paid £30,000 for a mattress, and I still believe it would have been worth it, but the mattress wasn't as comfortable as the £7,000 one for me. I have worked out that a mattress lasts approximately 10 years, so that's £700 a year, which equates to £1.91 a day for me to sleep on my lovely mattress. You have to pay more for a coffee every day, and that coffee you normally have to give you energy, where actually if you just paid £1.91 a day, you'd have a good night's sleep and probably wouldn't need that coffee. It's an investment in your business. And here's a cheeky one, right? If you know a good accountant, is it you, who could help me get a mattress through my business and be able to put it through, let me know. Because I really do feel it is as important as a computer to do my job well. Anyway, so the mattress is the most expensive investment I'm going to ask you to make. The Oura ring is a few hundred pounds and the Rise app is free for 7 days. And then it's about £50 a year, I think. The next thing I use is a sleep mask. I've only been using one for a short time, but using a sleep mask has increased my deep sleep time by an additional 30 minutes a day. I use a drowsy sleep mask, and as I've said already, I will put a link for all of these things in the show notes. I think my drowsy sleep mask cost me about £60. Then we have magnesium. Magnesium isn't cheap either. It's about £30 a month. Make sure you take 2 tablets every day. Get the best quality magnesium out there because it does make a difference. This will help you sleep better. And if you suffer with the restless leg syndrome, as I did, it will get rid of that. And then finally, if you like, I have found blue light blocking glasses to be highly effective. You can order them on Amazon. I have ones for daytime and ones for nighttime. They have different lenses. I use something called Swanies, and Swanwick is the brand. It will set you back about £150 for both day and night ones. So there you have it, how to optimize your energy. You can't get more time, but you can get more energy. If you work with the right people in the right way, doing the things that you love to do, and you look after your health, you are pretty much guaranteed to succeed. I just want to touch on one final thing. As Jim Rohn said, you are the sum of the 5 people you hang around with most. Who you choose to have around you in your peer group, your friend group, who you choose to be your spouse, who you choose to be your business coach, will affect your energy levels. Choose wrong and you're going to struggle day to day. Choose well and you'll be lifted to the highest heights possible. Make sure you're soaring with the eagles. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. As I said at the beginning, we are in the business of freedom, but freedom only comes if you manage your energy. I'm sure I'm going to cover more of this in subsequent episodes. It's my favorite topic. But for now, this is Amanda C. Watts from the Business Advisor Academy, wishing you a good day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.